This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, December 7th. The God who does mighty things. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 1. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. One danger we can slip into at Christmas time is discontent. Maybe we long for the perfect gift from someone, or we hope for the perfect family gathering with just the right people around the table. Or perhaps we want Christmas worship to go just so, and then we grow ill-tempered or even cranky when things do not go as we dreamed. We can also slip into complaining about what we don't get from God. Or maybe there are injustices we face, or our life hasn't worked out the way we planned, or there are some sins we can't quite shake, and we wish God would take those problems away. Yet, as Mary's song celebrates, God's mercy shows up not only in answers that we expect from our prayers. Sometimes, God's mercy shows up in our difficult situations. The angel's surprising, even shocking announcement to Mary upended her world. Yet she still recognized God's saving grace in the promised birth of Jesus. Mary's song reveals something else too. She sees the power of God to lift up people who recognize their need for grace. In the world's eyes, the rich and powerful seem to have all they need in order to manage their lives. But people who recognize their own weaknesses will find that Jesus, the Savior, brings divine power to their struggles. May we join with Mary in humble gratitude for the gifts of God's mercy and strength. Pray with me. Lord God, you are merciful and mighty beyond our wildest imagination. Open our eyes to the great things you have done and to your mercy to us in Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.